You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.
Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Caldwell, Executive Director of Engage the Rockies. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We've had a lot of requests from people asking, could you just do maybe a 10-minute or less headlines of what's going on in the week? A lot of times people are busy during the week. They're working and they don't have time to sit there and read articles and things like that. What they would like is something maybe on a Friday while they're driving to or from work to listen to on their way to work and just get, a quick 10 minutes or less synopsis of what's going on around the state. So that's what we're going to do this week. And let us know in the comments if you think this is very helpful. Colorado Public Radio, April 15th, headline: Douglas County commissioners formally file lawsuit against Colorado and its immigration laws. From the article, officials from Douglas and El Paso counties on Monday formally unveiled litigation against Governor Jared Polis and the state over Colorado's immigration laws. The lawsuit filed in Denver District Court Monday takes aim at House Bill 19-1124 and House Bill 23-1100, two bills that became law and prohibit local and state law enforcement officers from arresting or detaining people based on their immigration status. They also prohibit law enforcement from revealing some specific information about arrestees to federal immigration officials. The plaintiffs allege the laws violate local rule provisions in the state constitution. Douglas County commissioners were joined by their counterparts in El Paso County, who voted last week to join the lawsuit. Both counties' respective sheriff's departments also joined in on the lawsuit. The governor's office declined to comment on the pending lawsuit, as did the Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. Next article, Gazette, April 15th, headline: Illegal immigration top issue for Colorado voters, poll finds. From the article, a new statewide poll shows illegal immigration emerging as the paramount issue for Colorado voters, with roughly 2 in 3 viewing the unprecedented influx as a major problem. Conducted by the Colorado Polling Institute, the survey posed an open-ended question to 632 likely voters, asking, among other things, what they believed were the most important issues facing the state. Illegal immigration was the primary concern, with 14% of respondents replying that border surges were the top issue lawmakers should address. Homelessness, which has been a long-standing issue in Denver, hit the number 2 spot with 12% of those responding. Lori Weigel, a Republican pollster with the New Bridge Strategy, said, "Given the number of new arrivals in Denver, it's not surprising to see in our survey that 66% of respondents in the Denver metro area view the issue as a crisis or major problem, but even 57% elsewhere in the state said the same. Pollsters did, however, note that pocketbook issues such as taxes, housing costs, and inflation were, taken together, the predominant concern." Next article, Colorado Politics, April 18th, headline: Colorado wolves kill 4 cows in Grand County, increasing livestock losses. From the article, 4 more cows have been killed this week by wolves in Grand County. Colorado Parks and Wildlife have not yet confirmed the latest attacks. With the recent attacks, a total of 6 animals have been killed in April during what is considered to be the heart of calving season. The other 2 livestock, both calves, were killed in Grand and Jackson counties. Colorado Parks and Wildlife released 10 wolves into Grand County in December and January. All the wolves came from Oregon, several from packs with a history of livestock predation. Wolves in Jackson County have killed 16 cows and calves, working dogs, and sheep. Those wolves, however, came into Colorado several years ago from Wyoming. 2 wolves from that original group are still believed to be in Colorado. Next article, news from the Capitol, Gazette, April 14th, headline: Assault weapons ban passes Colorado House. From the article, the proposal to ban so-called assault weapons is now on its way to the Colorado Senate after House legislators passed the measure during a rare legislation session on Sunday. The measure is expected to be assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee. A majority of Democrats approved House Bill 1292 on a 35-27 vote, with 9 Democrats voting against. Sponsored by Reps Tim Hernandez and Elizabeth Epps, House Bill 1292 would prohibit 13 types of assault weapons, along with adding a definition of assault weapons into state law. It prohibits manufacturing, importing, purchasing, selling, offering to sell, or transferring ownership of an assault weapon. The bill also bans a person from possessing a rapid-fire trigger activator. Next article, Denver Post, April 15th, headline, Governor Jared Polis signs bill eliminating most occupancy limits in housing. Here's what is still allowed. From the article, Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law Monday that officially eliminates most restrictions on how many unrelated roommates can live together in Colorado. House Bill 1007 prohibits local governments from enacting occupancy limits, which Polis and other critics of the policy have derided as discriminatory and outdated. Roughly two dozen Colorado cities have such restrictions on the books. The lawmakers said that only a few, including the college town of Fort Collins, actively enforce them. The bill, which takes effect July 1st, still will allow local governments to limit housing occupancy based on health and safety standards or on affordable housing guidelines. The measure was sponsored by Democrats Reps Manny Rutenel and Javier Mabry and Democrat Senators Tony Exum and Julie Gonzalez. The measure was the first of the Polis-backed land use package to pass both chambers this year after a similar effort collapsed nearly a year ago. And it's the second land use bill passed by the legislature since Polis and his allies in the Capitol settled on zoning reform as their primary approach to solving the state's housing crisis last year. On Sunday, the House passed two other bills that are part of this year's push. One, House Bill 1313, would require Front Range cities to hit density goals near certain transit corridors in exchange for grant money. If they refuse, they'll lose tax dollars and eventually be required to adopt the density requirements anyway. The other measure, House Bill 1152, would legalize accessory dwelling units across Front Range cities. Both of those bills are now headed to the Senate, which took a significantly more moderate approach to land use reforms last year. Next article, Colorado Politics, April 18th. Headline, Governor Jared Polis signs bill to fund Colorado schools with rising migrant student enrollment. From the article, Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law on Thursday that allocates additional funds to Colorado schools to accommodate increased migrant student enrollment that came from the annual pupil count. The state adjusts districts' funding according to the count, which takes place on October 1st. Polis signed House Bill 1389 into law, directing $24 million in one-time funds from the State Education Fund to the Department of Education. This allocation aims to help districts address any increases in enrollment that occur after the pupil count. Many of these newly enrolled students are migrants who came to the United States with their families. Over 40,000 migrants in Denver have received assistance, a task expected to cost the city $90 million. Mayor Mike Johnston has requested city agencies reduce their budgets by up to 15%, leading to adjustments such as reduced hours at recreation centers and rotating closures at Department of Motor Vehicles facilities. While the state and federal government have contributed $14 million to support the city in managing the migrant influx, the remaining expenses will be covered by taxpayers. Those are your major stories from around the state this week in 10 minutes or less. If you appreciate this quick week in review, please let us know by emailing us at info@engagetherockies.com and letting us know on social media. Please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date on more Engage the Rockies content. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.